Well, feels like 2 points dropped there, really, mate. What do you make of that one?
It was 2 points dropped. That's fact. A game that we should have been two up going into the last. Well, should have been two up at half time. Then certainly should have been two up at the beginning of the second half. And then, you know, the game's over and done with, and we don't then give the opportunity to the team to try and get a goal and nick a draw, which, to concede in the 91st minute, our performance didn't deserve that. You know, we were very good, very disciplined out of possession. We looked very compact. We looked very assured, very solid. Didn't look like we were going to concede. And unfortunately, in the 91st minute, it was just a poor decision from one of the centre midfield players to try and play rather than putting it in behind and getting us up the pitch, which we had pretty much done very, very well for the second half. And then one poor decision led to the getting intercepted, ball in behind, led for throw on, recross, goal. And it's small details in football. If you don't take your chances and you don't kill teams off when you get given the opportunities, you always allow them the opportunity to try and score and get back into it. And then obviously, well, that's what happened tonight. And I'm really disappointed because I don't think that we deserve that.
No, we cope well with our wide men, don't we? They've got two tricky wingers. We cope very well with them.
I think they're a good side. They've got pace. They've got strength. They're well organised. And, yeah, you can see why they are where they are in the league, because they've got a decent group of players. And that's why it's just a little bit frustrating, you know, because to come away from home and to be so close and then fall short right at the end. Especially when we created the chances we created and we defended like we did, you know, it's a hard one to take. It does feel like a defeat, and it is certainly 2 points dropped. But we'll dust ourselves off and we'll look forward to Friday now.
Yep, everybody fit for Friday?
Jack Higgs will miss the game. Jack Warwick will miss the game. Shea Simons has got a foot injury, so we'll have to assess that, see how he is. Joe Peacock will be back. Luke Knight will be back. And Harry O'Malley and Daniel Moyes, although Harry didn't feature tonight, he'll be fit for Friday and available. And Daniel Moyes obviously come on last 10 minutes. As long as he doesn't have a reaction, he'll be available as well. So, yeah, the squad's getting back to full fitness. And yeah, we'll look forward to it.
Good. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.